Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here because it's time to kick off the weekend a little bit early, and we're going to have some fun talking about Walt Disney World and some of the other stuff around property that can make your Disney vacation that much better. It's usually not the stuff you write home about or that you put, you know, on your touring plan, but it's the little things around property that can make your next Walt Disney World vacation awesome. First of all, I want to remind you of our sponsors. That includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, and they work hard each and every day to give each and every guest the best Disney vacation possible. They're out there getting every discount for their guests each morning, but more importantly, they're planning vacations so that everybody in the family, everybody in the traveling party has a great time. They're going to put you in the best position possible to have that trip that you're dreaming of at the lowest cost possible each and every time. I'm going to encourage you today to drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, and while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and an agent will be getting back to you right away. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. A huge thank you again to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast by simply using our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, so please do bookmark it on all your devices and use it as often as you can. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1465 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Baseball's back. It's the last Friday of March. April is around the corner. I mean, it's spring, daylight savings time. It's a great time of the year. Hopefully it's turning a little green where you are in the world. Hopefully it's not raining as much in the up in the plains. We were thinking about you guys up in Nebraska and Iowa. I know it's been a rough one already. But, you know, we're going to kick off this weekend a bit early, as we do, talking Disney. And today we're going to have a fun time talking about the other stuff you can do down at Walt Disney World. Maybe not as publicized things, you know, they're there, but people maybe don't think about them or take advantage of them. And they're not huge things. They're not things you're going to, you know, write home about. But maybe it'll be something that'll make a better memory for you on your next trip. So, you know, if you're with us on the live chat, we got a lot of folks joining us live here on Facebook. Drop those into the chat. We'll add those to the show to make everybody's next trip that much better. So Ricky is joining us from down in the ATL from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Yay! I am happy to say that it is finally getting to be spring here. The flowers are blooming and the trees are coming out and there's getting to be leaves and it's making me happy. And the temperatures are nicer, so spring is here. And I'm sorry for rubbing it in for those of you who have not who are not quite where I am yet, but it's making me very happy, so...
Well, you know, we can hear
Isn't
about how it
nice
is.
Isn't that nice for you?
It is. Good for you.
I could see Pam's face as I was talking about it. She was just like, shut up. It's not fair.
Really?
We're so happy for you, Ricky.
Right, yeah, we are. Yeah.
I love spring. It's my favorite time of year.
Good for you, for Ricky.
It yeah, exactly. happens so much earlier here in Atlanta than it does in the rest of the country.
So happy for you. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, you feel my pain because this show comes out, I bet you it's like 35 here too.
Yeah, you and I are entering what they call the mud season.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, true. Just mush.
So it becomes a little warmer. Maybe the sun's out for a tiny bit, but there's so much more rain that you really can't enjoy any place that is not cement.
So. That's true. Valid.
So anyways, I don't know. I try not to be bitter about this. I am, though. I'm it's actually one of my favorite pastimes is to complain about how bad.
James bring out a good point here in the chat, and that's I forgot about the yellow that's everywhere in the sense of pollen. So I mean, yeah, he's completely correct. you guys are missing out on all the lovely stuffy noses and snot that's, you know, been coming out of everybody else that's around me. So.
It happens here, though, too, because we're in rainy season and, like, all the different molds and everything else grow. That's all true. Of them, so.
Yeah. Well, my car is yellow right now. It's normally black, so.
Hey, did you know that's not water in the elephant's trunk?
No, it's not.
It's not. Anyway, yeah, it's not, so yeah. I got to send a shout
out.
Thanks, Jungle Cruise. There we go. Yes. So Marlisa is in our chat room, and I have to send an apology to her because as I was listening to my podcast on a long run, I had two pair of gloves on the other morning, so I couldn't like change it. And so I usually don't listen to our shows, but the live show that we did with the questions came up after I kind of cleared my queue. And so I was listening to that show, and I knew Marlisa called in, but I'm like going deaf, and I called her Melissa on the phone. So I knew it was you, Marlisa. I called you Melissa. I'm getting an old man. I wear these headphones. I'm losing my mind and my hearing. So I apologize for that. So I felt bad when I heard I hate listening to us because I hate like, oh, that was so bad. I made a mistake.
Oops, we're awful.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right. Well, so let's talk about, you know, little things that you can do down at Walt Disney World that make your trip better. You know, it's not the reason you're going. Like you're going maybe to have a great meal at Be Our Guest restaurant, or you're going for that first day at Old Key West, or, you know, you really want to do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or ride Flight of Passage, you know, what have you. The big stuff that you're going to see in the Burn Bombs guide, in the unofficial guide, you know, these are the top 10 things people, like when you're on like your Apple News and you're checking out like the BuzzFeed story, like these are the 17 things everybody does at Walt Disney World, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's, you know, pretty basic, as they say, you know, those are the things. Mm-hmm. But what are those things that we don't talk about that maybe we've done over the years that we come home, we're like, ah, I do that like every 7 years, you know, if you go quite often, you know, and I just, every time I do it, I like it. So Pam, start us off, like what's something that's a minor thing, but it's a fun thing to do at Walt Disney World?
So I'm starting you off. It's not really a minor thing, but it's something I talked about because we did recently, and I just cannot sing the praises enough of the dessert parties. Now, this is one you have to pay for, but honestly, to not have to stand there waiting for the fireworks, like in your perfect spot with 8 million other of your, you know, best friends right there in the hub at Magic Kingdom, hearing every so often from cast members, please move forward.
Or, yes. You know, yes.
It is like life changing. You feel free. Like you can breeze into the dessert party, grab some little cheeseburger, egg rolls, some cheese, some yummy little desserts, some s'mores. They were making s'mores there.
I feel like Pam's rubbing it in because she did this right after I had to leave.
I could have.
Unfortunately, work called. So she like texted me rubbing it in as I'm driving home. We got into the dessert party. I'm like, really?
I know.
Well, you know, here's how I see this. You have the warm weather. Pam has the dessert parties. It's a wash.
That's true.
I know. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it really, really, truly is just kind of life-changing in that space. It is an expense, but we felt it was really worth it. I'll be honest, this may not come as a shock to some of you who listen to the podcast often. We did not have dining plans that evening.
No, we did not. We actually didn't.
What? No. Didn't have dining plans all day, and yet we still managed to do so. We ain't fine. But anyway, so, and you know, this sort of encompassed our dinner because we had like Jungle Skipper Canteen with Ricky. And so then, you know, we ate cheeseburger things and cheese cubes and everything else.
You know what I had on the ride home? Combos. I had combos on the ride home.
No. No, but it really was so nice. And I personally prefer the one where you have the dessert party and then you go down into the Rose Garden area to, they don't call it the Rose Garden, but you know what I mean. That you go down in that plaza area to sit. Because I feel like the covered area doesn't offer the best vantage point when you're talking about the castle and the projections. Now, if you want a seat, or the covered area is very important to you because you have fears about rain or other things, I would suggest the covered area, the Tomorrowland Terrace, actually, you know, the covered area. But we prefer the plaza viewing space. But it's really great, and it adds so much to our trips. We've done them at some of the other parks, too, and had a great time. And I haven't walked away from that feeling like, golly, I wish I hadn't spent that money. So
That's a good one. Okay, so here's mine's free. Okay, now this is something that I think I'm going to do with Mallory as we go down this year. because Mallory, you know, she's 11 now, so she finally got herself a phone. You know, it was like, when you get a phone, we held out to 11. So now she has an iPhone. So does her good friend Emily, which they're going to be hanging out together at Walt Disney World after the cruise, because they're going to be getting there when the cruise starts, but we're going to go after. And one of the things I think we're going to do is we're going to have kind of like a contest throughout like the last few days that we're there. And we're going to go around and pretend I'm going to, you know, like, and Scott and I'll do this and I'll try to get Pam. She'll roll her eyes and we'll not do it. But we're going to pretend like we're millennial Instagram influencers. So what we're going to do is try to get our best pictures at the best places on property. So, for example, we're going to hit all the walls. I'm talking the bubblegum wall, the purple wall, the Great Wall of China in Epcot. I don't know, every wall. We're going to hit every wall. And then, you know, we're going to go to Disney Springs, like that Disney side store. You can get your picture in like the old sky bucket, you know, and they have a couple other props in that store because it's really for folks that are Instagram influencers and millennials. But there's so many cool places. And then we're going to try to maybe make a montage out of those or something, you know, like, and we'll share it with each other when we get home, because it's a great way to, you know, build memories, but to kind of have a goal. Like, what are the craziest things you can get your picture taken in front of? Like, Scott and I got our picture one time on that bike that's in Harambe over in Animal Kingdom. You know, it's kind of by the Harambe Market. Like, it's like a little bike with junk on it. You know, just stuff like that. Just whenever you see some like crazy place, get pictures and then put them all together when you get home, or make a slideshow. It'll be fun.
So, you know what I'm hearing? Mike is stealing my idea of doing the senior pictures all around, just all around Walt Disney World, not all around Atlanta or wherever else I will be. So, yeah, you're totally just stealing my senior picture idea is really what you're doing.
But I think,
just do them at the Instagram walls. I do them all over Walt Disney World, too. So,
but I think if you're going to do the millennial, because if you have, like, if it's titled the millennial Instagram influencer, like, right, assignment, I think you have to do duck lips on all the pictures.
Yeah, I don't do duck lips. That's definitely not a me thing.
Mike did have the ultimate senior picture, though.
Mike did.
I did, yes. I was exhausted, and I was not thinking clearly.
You know what? When Mike texts me, that's the picture that shows up, and I'm so excited.
Is it the one where I added the little caption?
I don't remember. All I know is I made that the senior that picture, my picture for Mike, and it legit shows up every time he texts me, and that makes me so happy. So, yeah.
That's so funny. All right. So that's mine. All right. So, Ricky, what else can we do? Like, just other stuff that we don't, you know, doesn't get the headlines, but can make your trip better.
So one of the things that Brian and I did a long time ago, actually, at this point, although it feels like it was just yesterday, but when we really think about it, I'm like, that was actually really a long time ago. We did the water mice out at the Contemporary, or no, I think we rented it at the Polynesian, but you can do it at a bunch of those resorts right there. And we went along the Magic Kingdom route. So we like that one a lot because you do get to, you know, see all the Magic Kingdom resorts. You get to go past the Magic Kingdom. You get to go all the way over to Wilderness Lodge. We got to see River Country back when that existed, although now you're going to get the new resort that you can see. So that was really cool because you get a completely different vantage point. I mean, yeah, you can kind of see those things when you're on the little boats taking you to and from you know, the Magic Kingdom to the Polynesian or the Grand Floridian, or, you know, when you are going from the Wilderness Lodge to the Magic Kingdom, you get kind of the same viewpoint, but it's really just so different because you are in a, you know, you're free. It's just the two of you. It was just the two of us anyway, I guess I should say. And, you know, it was just a really cool experience to be out there that close to the water, and you could get up close to things, not on things. So don't go into Discovery Island, but you could go past Discovery Island and see it in a much closer way than you normally can. But there is a cost to it. But it's, again, just one of those fun things that, you know, you're not planning your vacation to go out on the little water mice thing, but it is a really fun experience once you get out there because you can just zip around and have fun. Now, it's also kind of nerve-wracking because you've got the giant Magic Kingdom.
I was supposed to say, like, what kind of directions do they give you? Like, when they put you in the boat, like, I mean, obviously you're going to avoid the ferry. That's what I've always said. Like, I mean, they turn in, like, you know, people out in these little bitty, bitty, teeny, tiny boats out on the same body of water that has, like, the big ferry, you know, that could just run you over. No, what do they say, good luck, bro? Or what do they tell you?
Yeah, pretty much. Good luck. See you later. They, you know, I'm sure they told us, you know, give the fairy some room. Yeah, you think? Or at least I was smart enough to know to give the fairy some room. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like try to jut in front of the fairy boat.
Because I'm sure those things have all like 3 horsepower. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. As it's coming your way. But it was super fun. We enjoyed it immensely. And yeah, I had a great time out on those little boat things. So I highly suggest that. And they're not that expensive, all things considered. I mean, you know, I think it was like $30-something for an hour, which wasn't terrible. So
good deal. Yeah. All right. Money well spent. So I want to make sure we get our chat room in here because they have lots of great suggestions. They're pumping them in here. So Katie says, scavenger hunts at the resort. Sometimes a little treat when you turn it in at the front desk. Cute and fun way to explore. Agreed. You know, the resorts have so many great activities. I believe we said we were going to talk about, real quick on this one, Pam, Wilderness Lodge. If you're staying at Wilderness Lodge and say you have a day or two of downtime where you're not going to go to the parks, Wilderness Lodge has a lot going because you can walk that path over to Fort Wilderness and you got a kind of a combo there. But what would you suggest for that listener who was asking that question on Wednesday?
There is so much at Wilderness Lodge to do. Stop by. There's a Hidden Mickey list. And there really are some challenging Hidden Mickeys. Like, these aren't the run-of-the-mill Hidden Mickeys. Like, there's 3 circles over there. That's a Hidden Mickey. Some of these are challenges, really and truly. So really enjoy doing that. Make sure that you visit both Geyser Point, which has great drinks and food. And also, I think Roaring Fork has some really quality items there, too. They have a new covered area outside where you can sit there at Roaring Fork. So that's completely worth it. You know, my favorite lounge is Territory Lounge. Love that location. So I would sit there. Make sure you explore. There's some fireplaces at the Wilderness Lodge. One is, enter in from the Wilderness Lodge, turn around, you'll see a little area there. It's a sitting area that has a fireplace. There's a another sitting area that's higher up, but even there's different levels that have different seating areas there at the Wilderness Lodge. So take some time to explore there. And then make sure you check out that awesome fireplace. There are rocking chairs by there. In addition, you can go up on each one of the floors, and each of the floors has a little display talking about that level of the fireplace and how it relates to the Grand Canyon, what kind of things you can see in that level of the Grand Canyon and things like that. It's really interesting. So that's worth it.
And Jeff says, another suggestion, he says, we found out about all the small runs that the resorts have. That'll be a great way to start our mornings during our trip in July. So this is something that Disney's added over the past, I'd say, year. It's typically once a week at the resorts, and they've had them. They're adding them all over. I know that they've, you know, they have the one, the Beignet Dash over at Port Orleans French Quarter. So if you're staying at Riverside, just hoof it over there, just down the path, and you can do that. You get a beignet when you finish. You get beads. You get a little medal. I know that they do it at the Polynesian. It's called like the Dole Whip Run, and you get a little Dole Whip at the end. Ricky, I think you put a blog post together with this on the Mouse for Less, correct?
Yeah, our great new blogger Bob and Pat created this blog post for us, and it has, I mean, literally every race compiled, as well as pricing and, I mean, everything you possibly could want to know about these races. So go check out the Mouse for Less blog and search for the runs at the different races, at the different resorts, I should say, and you'll be able to find out more information there.
And these things are typically just like a 1 mile thing, you know, or maybe a 5K, but I don't even think they're 5K. I think they're like 1 mile. So you can figure, I think it's a great thing for the entire family, even the little kids, because everybody can walk 1 mile. You don't have to run them. They're not runs. I mean, you can run, but
they're,
you know,
timed,
they're not timed. Really. Yeah, they're not, yeah. You get a bib though, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what's great though, because I think it's a great introduction for like the little kids. They get a little bib, they get a little thing at the end of the race, you know, and it's like, you know, they got to do something that was, it's not competitive, but it's kind of, it's cool to get a bib and pretend like you're doing a race, you know? And I mean, it's a great way to just get up, get the juices flowing in the morning, then head out. You know what? And you can tell yourself, hey, man, I get to have a big breakfast now. You know, you just walked a mile. You know, you didn't burn 7,000 calories, but hey, you know what? In your mind, you did. So that's, you know, you put a bib on, you're already, that's 500 calories right there.
That's
so,
right.
I'm just saying. 100%. All right. Katie's got another suggestion. She says clubs in the DVC villas. Anyone can go in and do art projects. They have some great options. Beach Club Remodel, that one's her favorite. And Pam, we've had meetups kind of in these, it's like the solarium over at the Beach Club Villas. And you're right. I mean, sometimes you can go in. These you got to pay a little bit extra for the arts and crafts kind of things. Like you might do a mug or a statue, some kind of porcelain thing. But I, you know, kids, especially on a rainy day, this can save a day.
Yeah, absolutely. They do have little art projects at different times. What you're going to want to do is check on the activity calendars. They put them out soon after the first of the month. And I'll give another plug there to the Mouse for Less. Those folks keep them up to date.
Just know that sometimes it's not on the first of the month that we have them.
Gotta wait for Disney.
It depends on Disney. It's not us. So I know sometimes we get messages of, when are you going to have the calendars up? And it's like the first. And I'm like, I don't know. They don't have them yet. So yeah, just be patient. I promise we'll get them up.
Right.
But it might not be, you know, the first. So.
And you can see they'll have different activities listed there each day. Some of the activities also take place by the pool. That they'll have some things set up there. So there's going to be different activities throughout the resort. But yeah, I think the ones where you can make a craft are really cool because that's something you get to take home. That's a memory. That's a cool thing. I'd rather have my kid making a craft that they could take home, spend money on that, than one of the stupid, humongous lollipops
that's true.
Or one of the other souvenirs that kids always want to buy. So
I thought you were going
to
say spend 2 hours in the arcade rather than doing arts and crafts. Like, go do arts and crafts. Those arcades bug me.
The other thing is a lot of the resorts are doing arts and crafts for adults in the sense of like painting and wine.
Really? Yeah that's true. I've seen the signs. Yes.
Even for those of us who have zero artistic ability, there are some resorts that are offering these painting classes. They only take place certain days of the month, but they are still a fun and unique way to do something different on your Disney vacation. And it's a Disney themed painting, which I'm all in on that, especially because I have zero artistic ability. And I know I can do this. It's like paint around this thing. And I'm like, I can handle that.
So let me ask you this, Pam. Does alcohol make you more artistic?
Absolutely. I think it lowers your inhibitions, you know? Like, you're always like, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Yeah. Is this, wait, this, mine doesn't look like his.
No, it does not.
If you have a drink, maybe you're just like, you know what? That looks awesome.
Yeah,
like that, I'm good at this.
That kind of looks like the orange bird. Close enough. Exactly. It's orange and it's got a wing.
It's a circle.
It's got a beak.
Right.
All right. Jennifer says evening events at the resorts, for example, s'mores in the movies. I think that's underrated. But here's the thing, Ricky. I think a lot of folks like me, you know, if you have a certain personality, you feel initially like watching The Little Mermaid at Riverside under the stars is time wasted. We could be seeing illuminations. I mean, it's a tough call.
Yeah, I get it 100%. Like, I'm like, oh, I could be in the park. So, I mean, but there are people who do just resort-only vacations. And for those people, it's perfect because you don't feel like you're wasting valuable park time. It's not wasting. I've done the s'mores thing, too, which is actually a lot of fun. But, yeah, I just...
It's not. I think as Disney fans, we have to let ourselves try things like that and just, like, let go of the guilt. Because when you do it, usually you're like... Oh, that was so great. I mean, there's countless things I've done at Walt Disney World that initially I'm like, I'm not going to waste time on that. And then like for some reason, like I'm almost forced to do it. Like, you know, other plans fall through. You do it and you love it. Pam, I mean, if you kind of fallen into that boat too?
Absolutely. It's a vacation. So don't. The funny thing is, you know, sometimes, and I do this as well, I force myself to go to the parks, right? And I'm like, well, I should be there and enjoying the parks. And I get there and I'm like, seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I here? Like, I was having a perfectly good time sitting by my pool. Like, why did I even think this had to be something I had to do? So I think it's really worth, you know, really examining, are you feeling pressure to go do something because you think you should? Or do you really want to? And also gauge the rest of your traveling party. I know that there are certain times where there's one person in your party that may be pushing you to go do things and the rest of your party's like, we would rather just stay at the resort or we would, you know, it's okay to split up. It's okay to have not everyone, you know, participate in something. And it's okay for people to even enjoy different kinds of attractions. So take all of that into consideration.
All right. All right. And Kim's got a great one. She says her favorites involve the live music, the band at the Grand Floridian in front of Misner's. So the Grand Floridian Orchestra.
Won't be in front of Misner's much longer, but well, yes.
They'll be singing Be Our Guest, Be Our Guest.
Oh my gosh. If that rumor is actually true that they're changing that bar to, you know, Beauty and the Beast theme bar, that is very interesting to me. But I mean, they are refurbishing it, so I know that much. At least I know that much.
Kim must be on my vacations with me. I'm just saying, like, these are the things that I do. Kim, are you going to be there when we're going to be there? We'll meet up.
That's right. I mean, I'm just saying, I got an email from Disney asking if I wanted to be guest on at Grand Floridian. So, I mean, what's that mean? And anyway, she also says she likes to go to the lounges at French Quarter and Riverside. So lovely to sit and enjoy a drink at the end of a day. Yes. Yes. I mean, but again, I'm like, I'm missing Illuminations. But then when I'm like there at Riverside watching Yeehaw Bob or, you know, just, you know, having a longer meal at Maya Grill with the soft jazz guy playing, you know, live soft jazz, like, I love it. Like, I just can't regret it. So, see, Katie has another one. Let's see. Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. Also, you have the, what's the one in Adventureland?
That's the pirate adventure thing. Yeah.
That's fun. And, you know, you get a little souvenir. Again, you get to take home some cards. And
I think with the pirate one, you, if you complete three of them, you get a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. So that's kind of nice, too.
And Kim says painting on the bayou at Riverside is super fun. Or at least at Port Orleans. It might be at French Quarter. I'm not sure. I guess that does help. Okay, so Pam, throw another one out besides the chat room. We're getting all these in there as quickly as we can, but what else could you add to your vacation? Minor thing, but a major impact.
So I'm going to say, this is for my husband, who was completely underwhelmed by this the first time I showed him. But how about the electrical water pageant?
Now, you
have to make plans to see it, because either the Magic Kingdom has to be open, you know, it'll go past at that time, or you have to go to Fort Wilderness, Wilderness Lodge, Polynesian, the Contemporary Grand Floridian to see this. It has a different time that it passes by each one of those resorts. But this is sort of like a Disney tradition. I just feel like it's so vintage that it's cool, right? I mean, it started for the opening of the Polynesian. So doesn't that make it vintage by
this
point?
Like, oh, nostalgic, retro. Yes.
Nostalgic. Yes, it's retro and nostalgic and vintage. Put that on your eBay description and you're going to get so many more people looking at it. So no, but I really love this. It's like kind of like a piece of Disney that's not really there anymore in too many places. It's just sort of simple. It's not the most technologically advanced thing. But dang, it's kind of cool. So,
well, I mean, where else do you get Walk the Dinosaur and a salute to all nations, but mostly America? Like, I'm walking the dinosaur as I salute the flag. I mean, it's awesome.
Your hand over your heart.
That's exactly it. I mean, it could be like, you know, who sang Walk the Dinosaur? Was it Dino? Or no, that was, he sang some other song. Who sang Walk the Dinosaur? I'll have to look it up. But I mean, then you got Lee Greenwood on the last float, you know, singing God Bless the USA. You know, it's incredible. But it's like in a, like a symphonic kind of tone. I don't know. I can't speak.
It's not really Lee Greenwood.
No, it's not. I mean, just on
and it's not. Yeah, it's a grand old flag. Yeah.
I think he's there
and
on New Year's
Eve. Walk the Dinosaur
was not. Yes. Oh, you got me. Was not was. I've played that song. Boom boom shakalaka laka boom 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 shakalaka boom boom.
It will bounce around your head the rest of the evening.
Yep, I've got it. Thank you. I'm done.
Now, thanks. That's it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, good luck with that one. Boom, boom. Chaka-laka-laka-boom. All right, Craig says, we love making a trip over to the lobby at Art of Animation for character drawing lessons, especially since this was removed from Hollywood Studios. The times for the classes are usually posted in the lobby. Ricky, have you gone to that?
I have not, at least not since it's been, you know, since it got away from the, you know, Hollywood Studios version of it. So, but that is an awesome thing to do. Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that they did take that from the studios, but it didn't die, you know, like, and it fits perfectly with the theme part of animation. I mean, it's like, that's one of those things that's almost such a no brainer that I'm surprised Disney does it. You know, like, it fits so well. Like, thank you for actually following through. That's a great ad because it doesn't cost much and everybody talks about that stuff. All right, Ricky, give us another thing. Hey, Ricky, I wanted you talked about this when you were on Wedway Radio the other day, and I think this is great. Now, it was, again, talking about things going away, but things kind of adding that are, you know, added that are kind of parallels, or at least similar experiences. So the Pixar Play Place or whatever it was called, the Contemporary, yes. Closed. Okay, so
it is closing.
And that was kind of like a Disney cruise. We kind of, like I said, it was kind of like a Disney cruise on like Oceaneers Club Lab kind of experience.
Yeah.
While the parents went out. But they added this kind of thing where you can give your kids an adventure. Well, it doesn't go very late. You mentioned it closed at 8:30, so it's got to be an early dinner if you want to go do something. But the kids have this awesome experience over on Crescent Lake. So talk to us about that. We might want to add that to your next trip.
Yeah, so it's Captain Hook's Pirate Crew, and it takes place at Disney's Beach Club. And it's offered from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So, yeah, early dinner for the parents. But it has Captain Hook looking for a new band of adventurers to learn the pirate code and follow clues to hidden treasure. And as part of this crew, you get to go out on a pontoon boat, your kids do, on Crescent Lake. And it's kind of like an escape room experience. Nice. You got to solve clues and things like that. I'm awful at escape rooms, so I don't know how well even I would do with this. So, But once the treasure is unearthed, so I'm guessing you've succeeded in your escape room experience, there will be a pirate feast, which includes, like, spaghetti and meatballs and macaroni and gold sauce also dessert and things like that. And so anyway, this begins on April 28th, so it begins later next month, but it's kind of a unique experience for the kiddos just to be able to go out and do something fun and have an experience where they, you know, get to search for treasure, and that sounds awesome.
So they didn't, did they not used to do this off the Grand Floridian at some point? Something very similar.
I think they still do, has me confused. But I guess it's going to be a different kind of experience. Because the one at the Grand Floridian has Peter Pan as part of it. So I don't know if Peter Pan will be part of this one, or if that's like, now they've just expanded the idea to this, you know, I don't know how different it will be. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, it's different than the Pirate and Pals thing, which is at the Contemporary that Carrie has talked about. It's called Captain Hook's Pirate Crew.
But that one on the Seven Seas Lagoon, the Pirate and Pals, that's like on a bigger boat. That's like a 50 seater. Like, it's a larger boat out on the water, where I think this pirate one's for the kids at Crescent Lake is like a pontoon, like you would get for Illuminations cruises,
I guess.
Because I know I saw it. Actually, I'm going to put a picture up on the Facebook page today so everybody can check it out. Because when I was there for Princess, I saw a pontoon boat with just a bunch of kids and like two, you know, cast members on it. It was flying a pirate flag off the back, and they were doing some like activity. Like it was like teamwork. They were trying to figure something out on the little boat. There's probably, you know, 6 to 8 kids on it, and I guarantee you that's what this was.
I would assume that it would have to be more kids if they were, maybe not.
Well, I mean, they only hold like 14 max. That's true. Pontoon. They're small, but I mean, and it was during the day. This was like at maybe noon or 1. So yeah, I think maybe it was a test.
In the evening. Yeah, maybe it's the same thing. They're just rolling it out in the evening.
It looked cool, though, because the kids were I saw them, like, on that bridge as you're going into France, you know, walking back into World Showcase. They were kind of docked up, kind of near where the friendship boats go, but just down a little, kind of under the bridge. But the kids were just, like, eating it up. Because I stopped because I didn't know exactly what was going on. I was just watching. And, like, they were doing some kind of team-building activity, trying to solve something. They had maps out. Like I said, they had a pirate flag on the back of the pontoon boat. Everybody was having a good time. So I bet you that was a test for this.
Probably.
Look really cool. All right, so what else? Let's try to throw in one or two other things that we can think about that might plus our next trip. Pam, what do you got?
So I'm going to do and say this is something that a lot of people really enjoy, and it's pin trading. People still do the pin trading, and I see lots of people bringing, you know, pins with them to trade. They're looking at the cast members. Kids really seem to enjoy this. I think this is a great way to encourage your kids to interact with the cast members. You know, they have to go over and say, can I see your pins, please? I see, like, the kids who are a little shy, you know, being kind of coy about the whole thing. But it's really sweet. And also see it, you know, going on in between different guests, too. And I think it's just something that just anyone can participate in. It really doesn't cost a lot of money. Pins, of course, have increased a little bit over the years. But I don't think they're really expensive. And it's a great way to get a memorable souvenir, too.
And I've heard a lot of people buy. You have to have, like, certain, like, quality of pins to be able to trade them. They have to be official Disney pins. But I heard you can buy, like, lots on eBay or, you know, what have you, Amazon. And then you know, you trade those. Because I think the thing is, you want to get pins that your kids aren't necessarily attached to. You know, like right. If I was a kid, this is why I can't do pin trading. I get attached to things. Like, even though, like, I want something you have, I don't want to give up what I have. I'd rather just buy it, you know, like, and have all right. of it. Like, I'm a collector, not a trader. I think you got to buy something maybe your kids aren't attached to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. All right, Ricky, give us one. Okay, let me throw in mine real quick because I'll forget okay. it. I know okay. a lot of people go down to Walt Disney World for golf, right? You want to play golf. And we've talked about mini golf. That's a fun thing to do. But if you don't want to play golf, say you're not a great golfer, maybe you don't have the time, because even nine holes is going to take you a couple hours. They have it at Sunrise 9, which is a really good deal. It's really inexpensive. You get nine holes of golf and breakfast and a drink, and it's really inexpensive. But one of the things you can do is go over to, where do we play? We played at Lake Buena Vista over Marathon Weekend a couple years ago, and there's a driving range. So if you don't want to play golf, you could just go, you know, just drive some golf balls. And you know what? They're cool looking golf balls. They don't have Mickey on them, but they have the Disney logo, and you can just smoke those balls out there, and you don't have to worry about, you know, chasing them or, you know, hey, did I hit that straight or not? Who cares? You're just driving a bucket of balls and, you know, then go. You know, I think that's kind of fun. You just get to smoke them out and not worry about the game.
Mm-hmm. Similar to that, they also have the foot golf thing that you can do.
They're doing that there, too. That's going everywhere, that soccer golf
it?
Thing. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah. So they have it at Walt Disney World, too. And you can participate in that. And I don't know. I've never done it. But it looks like it's fun for somebody who's not good at golf or, you know, but wants to kind of play golf. So that's an option for you, too. So there's
interesting.
That.
All right. So many.
Yeah, I have one more.
Okay, yeah, we have so many more, so we may have to continue this to the next show. But go ahead, Ricky. What else do you got?
I'll go with my next one, then we'll continue. So, one of the things that's really cool to me is the Void, which is at Disney Springs, and I haven't done it yet. I'm waiting. They are actually opening one here in Atlanta, so I'm really kind of waiting till it opens here, because kind of like we discussed earlier, you know, I don't want to waste my time doing something I can do when I can be in the park. So at the Void, you can do one of a couple of experiences. So right now they have Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, which I hear is just phenomenal, especially for Star Wars fans. But you really feel like you are there. I mean, you feel like you are a stormtrooper. You feel like you are on this hot planet. You know, everything feels like it's supposed to be, you know, it's actually there, even though it's not. And I guess I should explain what the Void is. So it's like a hyper reality thing. So you put on these goggles and this gear pack thing, and you go around. It's kind of like an escape room in a way, because you're going around and trying to do whatever you need to do to get through the game part of the thing. But yeah, it's all hyper reality. So you're wearing the VR glasses. But they also have a new one, semi-new, since Ralph Breaks the Internet came out, and it's Ralph Breaks VR. Now, this one, I think, is kind of more of a family-friendly option for people, although I do know you have to be a certain age to participate in this, just because you are wearing the goggles and you are wearing the vests and stuff like that, so, you know, you can't have little ones doing it. But the Ralph Breaks VR is kind of an interesting option too. They have created it specifically for the Void. It's a whole storyline based exclusively for the Void. And then there have been rumors. The Void actually announced that they were going to be doing additional experiences later that were Disney related. So there is a Marvel one that's supposed to be coming, as well as another like Disney inspired one, I believe, that's also supposed to be coming. So I suspect that we'll see more of these Void experiences continue in the future.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you know what? We're just about out of time, so we're going to cut this one. We'll come back and touch on this, because we still have a lot more from the chat room, and I have. Like four more things on my list that I want to get to, but we'll cut it here and turn everybody loose for the weekend. Don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for your next Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. I'm just going to encourage you today, over the weekend, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the specials. They got great resort guides. If you're not even going, click on Walt Disney World. Click on the resorts, and you got pictures and room layouts. And just, it's amazing. You can lose yourself. They can lose an hour, like, without even knowing it. You know, like, I sit there and watch Live PD on a Friday night and work, and all of a sudden, like, I'm – you know, putting together stuff for guests, and I'm excited. You're like, I'm looking at Old Key West, like, oh my gosh, there's a two bedroom, there's a one bedroom, there's a deluxe studio. Like, I'm a Disney fan first, I gotta admit it. So I'm always looking at that stuff. It's a great site. And then while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Don't forget to support the show. Use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you very much each and every time you use that link. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Pod and at Be Our Guest Mike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Monday with another fun podcast as we do. Then Wednesday, listener questions. Friday, another topic show. And we'll just go continue on and on and on. That's what we do. You know, we love it. This is so fun for us. So thank you. We hope you enjoy it every time. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.